And joining us on the Troker College Live Line, Matt Shaw with Skylighters of Western New York, talking about fireworks on the 4th. And Matt, we just ran through the forecast for the next couple of days. It's got to be something you love to see, right? I mean, clear skies, we're talking about 60 degrees, you're dialing it up perfect.
We have some beautiful weather ahead of us, right for the holiday weekend. We're really excited about that.
Biggest weekend of the year for you guys. How many shows are you doing in Western New York?
Well, we got 71 shows in the next few nights, so it's our Super Bowl right now.
That's wild. 71 shows over just a few days' time. Absolutely crazy, which kind of leads me to the next question. Earlier this year, everyone was so worried. Fireworks, a lot of them imported. Are the fees and the new tariffs and everything going to slow the shows down? Are people going to be able to afford to throw them? Seems like Nobody's having a problem throwing a good fireworks show. But what's changed for you?
Here in Western New York, with our local presence, with our buying power, we got ahead of this real early on it. So we bought a lot of product. Now, we did delay some of our shipments when the tariffs were extremely high. But when the tariffs relaxed down to 32.4%, we did get a couple containers on the water. We'll continue to monitor that situation there. So with the fireworks that we bought pre-tariffs and the fireworks with them, we were able to dilute that. So it's not as bad this year, but we're hopeful that we get on that exemption list, and because that will impact us a lot next year if we do not.
You really don't have a choice, right? I mean, are fireworks exclusively made in China?
Pretty much. The U.S. used 16,000 containers of fireworks last year, and less than 100 of those containers came from every other country combined other than China. So China really has the hold on the fireworks industry. So,
wow, that is, kind of eye-popping number. You know, one of the things I'm always interested to hear is exactly how it's done. I mean, what sort of new technology or electronics or anything like that is involved when you're talking this many shows and that many fireworks? How is it controlled and how has it changed over the last decade or so?
Yeah, so many months of planning. Actually, as soon as the New Year's hits, we're in full swing of the 4th of July in order to pull off that many shows just in a few nights. The equipment is better than ever. We have specialized firing software and computers to launch these fireworks. Now, any of these Skylighter shows that we're producing, you'll see that they're very active. The sky's always filled. These computers will actually, will set a pace of that show and generate a speed there.
Are these shows that much different from each other?
Each show is unique in itself, so the location plays a big factor into what kind of line of sight we're working with. If we got to go over tree lines and buildings, if we're able to use a ground effects like the Buffalo Bison shows, then versus the city of Niagara Falls. So like the Bison shows, we're trying to appeal to an audience at the stadium. City of Niagara Falls, we're trying to appeal to the entire city. So the size of the fireworks, the footprints that we're working within, all the different safety setbacks that we have to meet.
So for that reason, I mean, two shows can be kind of completely different. We all think of it the same, like, all right, here's the fireworks. I like the ones that don't have, the big footprint, but are the really loud bangs. Those are my favorite personally. And then you got the grand finale at the end of it. But, we were talking this morning about the town of Tonawanda, city of Tonawanda and North Tonawanda, and then Wheatfield, all within 8 miles of each other, have three big fireworks shows going on over the next couple days. They might all be completely different.
That's correct. So what we do is we look at each one of the shows and the way we're designing one show versus the next show, and especially the towns that are next to each other or from the 3rd to the 4th or the 5th, because some of those spectators are going to be the same spectators that are going to be viewing them each night. And we want to make sure that we have a different experience for them also. So not only the location changes, but we do play with the design of that display to make it, a little different flair for each one of those nights.
And then some of them are set to music, right? Does that make it more difficult for you?
I would say more difficult. Many hours in the office, laying down cues. The setup is more in depth. You have to synchronize that music. Definitely more labor involved. But when the fireworks are dancing to music, it's absolutely beautiful.
Wow. It's really incredible how it all comes together. As for the fireworks themselves, we talk about the technology to make a big show happen. But, you know, there's the regular fireworks. There's something a little bit different. I remember when there's the fireworks that everyone was amazed. It looks like a cowboy hat. You know, it's in a specific shape. When it comes to the actual firework itself, is there much new? Does it change that much from year to year? Are there like new technologies every year that you get excited for?
Yes, we have a lot of involvement. We work directly with the factories. We spend a lot of time over there. You got your traditional red, white, and blue items, all your colored peonies and your long duration gold weeping willows and strobes that are, they're like your fan favorites. You got to have them no matter what. But we're always looking at introducing two different colors together, getting the fireworks to do multiple things up there. They'll split and change color up there, or they'll actually change effects. Other things that people don't realize, there's times that we're shooting two, three, four different fireworks at the same time to create a unique effect or color combination that we just can't get in one firework. So there's a lot of, you know, time and planning and research that we do to make that happen also.
You know, Matt, I was thinking next year is the country's 250th birthday. Are you already getting ready for even bigger celebrations?
We are. We've been, you know, talking to our customers. We're importing, you know, heavily right now. The consensus here is municipalities, private parties, everybody looks like they want to double these fireworks for next year. It's going to be an incredible celebration. It's not just going to be the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th next year. You know, I really see it being the week before, the week after, hundreds and hundreds of fireworks shows in those couple weeks time frame, and huge budgets. It's a 250th anniversary for our country. We got to celebrate it big. It's going to be an epic couple weeks there.
Yeah, every night.
Wow.
All year long, every night, fireworks. Let's do it.
I mean, no, I love that idea.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I could see it. You know, fireworks spelling out 250 USA, something. Let's make it happen. Looks cool. I can't wait to see.
We got about a year to plan for it, so let's get on this right away. You know, like I said, we are, as soon as after the 4th of July hits here, we are really in full swing for next year.
Awesome. Well, it's great to hear. Can't wait to see what you have in store over the next few nights. Matt Shaw with Skylighters of Western New York, doing over 70 fireworks shows across Western New York over the next few days.